Hi, welcome everyone to another Tuesday evening here on peoplesinternetradio.com. I'm Stephen Roberts and this is Cancel a Cabal. I just kind of do a few things today, maybe play a couple pods and say a few things. First off, I did want to say, I have thought the North Dakota Access Pipeline, or the DAPL, whatever people want to call it, the pipeline that was going through North Dakota and supposedly going through the reservation, the Indian reservation, I still think, I have thought from day one, and I still think it was a big distraction. I'm not really sure if they were going to go through with it the entire time. I think maybe they might have been indicating, or maybe they were given the illusion that they were going to go through with it, go through the reservation, drill under the Missouri River, and do whatever they were going to do. But as a lot of us know, they do a lot of psychological operations on the Americans and everybody in the world. They may have wanted it to look like it was going to be a fulfilled operation, but and they pulled the plug at the last minute. But I don't really know. I can't say for sure. And I'm not going to say for sure that it was a PSYOP, but it sure smells like a PSYOP. It smells like another operation where they're trying to distract us from something else, from all of the pedophilia, maybe, all of the child porn, all of the satanic rituals, all of the killings, all of the, just all of the stuff that goes on in government that these government people, these people that work in these government offices, they get control of the system, and the only way that they can get control of the system is if the system has dirt on them. They can be blackmailed, like Anthony Weiner and some of these other characters that are being named in this Pizzagate scandal. As a lot of us know, this is nothing new. Governments like the British government and the American government and some of the other top governments, they've had these scandals for a long, long time. I'm not saying that this can be, or that this is a distraction, this pipeline access, but it sure smells like one. And I've had the inkling in the back of my mind from day one that it was a distraction. Only time will tell if it is a distraction or not. I don't really know, but I do know that it has been stopped, as far as I can see. And as I mentioned to Vin on Sunday on his show, if they're going to continue with this pipeline, they're going to have to reroute it somewhere, going to have to find a different route. So that is good news. Even if it is a distraction, it's still good news. They're not going to be digging up the reservation land. Okay, I'm going to put another short song on. I just had somebody contact me, or maybe a couple short songs. I don't know. I'm going to see what this is all about. So be right back in a few minutes again, everyone. All right, welcome back after that little break there. It was somebody messaging me, someone that is a potential guest upcoming here soon, within the next week or weeks. Hang on a second here. Sorry about that, everyone. My door got open and somebody said something to me, so sorry for the silence. But before the break there, I had said a few words on the North Dakota Access Pipeline. It seems Kira Young had shared something, or actually she had made a post on Facebook that said, "Not even a thank you, just leave." And then she posted a link to NPR, actually, and I will put that into the chat room. But evidently, the leaders of the protest over there at the Indian Reservation are asking people to go home, to leave, or whatever, because he says, well, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe in North Dakota is asking people camping near the route of the Dakota Access Pipeline to go home. "I'm asking them to go," David Archibald III told Reuters on Monday, saying that the Obama administration did the right thing and that they hope to educate the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Nothing will happen this winter, he said. In an interview with Fargo, North Dakota radio station, KFGO, Archibald thanked thousands of people who have joined the members of the tribe to protest the construction of the pipeline near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Their purpose has been served. Archibald said the demonstrators, many of whom traveled long distances to join the protest, continuing, they brought the worldwide attention to this area, and I'm thankful for their support. And I am thankful for the efforts, but it's time now that everybody can just relax and go home. I'm going to take time. They have to, it's going to take time. They have to understand that. And it's an opportunity for them to go home. It's an opportunity for them to spend this winter, if they celebrate holidays, to spend holidays with their families. I know their families are yearning for them to come home. But anyways, I'm not going to read that anymore. But I don't know whether NPR is trying to create some sort of dissent over there. But with the headline, their purpose has been served. Standing Rock leaders ask protest to go home. I'm not one to say that everybody should go home. And I'm not one to say that everybody should stay. But as I mentioned before the break there, I think this could possibly have been some sort of a distraction. So who knows, at the whim of the powers to be, they can bring the crews back up there and disregard laws and disregard human rights and start doing things all over again. It wouldn't be the first time that the people in control have done things like this. And I seriously doubt it will be the last time either. But just the headline alone leaves a lot to be discussed, leaves a lot to be pondered, and it leaves a lot to be considered. There's just a lot of questions out there and very, very few answers. So what I'm going to do here, folks, unless somebody would like to come on and talk about some things or discuss anything, there's a video I wanted to play on air. Yes, it does sound very sad, Lori. Exactly. Exactly. They ask everybody to go home or tell everybody to go home, and then something happens, and they're expecting people to drop their lives and go back and support them again. Exactly. If it is true. But unless somebody wants to come on and discuss any topic, they're more than welcome to. I'm going to play a video for a little bit and get some more information out there. Some more information that I think is good. A lot of people won't, but some people won't. Some people will. But I think it's good information David Icke has. And this is about, this clip is called Got You Where We Want You, Divide and Rule. It's one of David Icke's weekly video casts. So hope everyone enjoys. All right. Very, very interesting. Very interesting podcast, video cast from David Icke there. A lot of good information, a lot of truth, I believe. I don't believe it's just an opinion anymore. I think I believe it's more a truth than an opinion. There is no difference between the left and the right in any country. It doesn't matter who you choose, who you think you vote for. They put whoever they want. They put their candidate in there. It's not an election, it's a selection. Well, folks, I have seemed to have wrangled a guest on for today's show, so I'm going to put a song on and bring my guest up. Be right back in about 5 minutes, everyone. And welcome back after that little break there. I believe that was an Albanox song, The Uprising. Had the little snippets from the movie, Braveheart. I was trying to think of that, yes. There it is right on the clip there. But I did happen to wrangle John McCann from Talking Tea Saturday nights. Welcome, John.
Yes, he offered me thousands to come on, he did. He said, John, come on, I'll send you those thousands for you next week.
Is that what it was?
And I said, okay, I might as well. I was trying to explain to Steve. Good evening, everybody. How are you? I was listening to Mr. Icke. Which I'm not a huge follower of, but I like some of the things he says. I enjoyed listening to that because I thought it was more level and there was a lot of common sense in it.
Well, I think when he starts to get into the alien and the queen being a lizard and some of the other things, I think he starts to look like some sort of a nut to a lot of people.
He does. I was only talking to somebody the other day, and they were sort of saying that. Although they don't see much of him, but that was my first impression of him. Oh, when I started back in TNS, somebody was talking about David Icke, and I was saying, ah, I think the fellow's a head case. However,
There's a
I
lot of
just
things
thought,
that.
yeah, well, you see, he started off trying to be a bit like Sinead O'Connor tearing up the picture of the Pope on some TV thing, which is kind of like you do something outrageous, and no matter how bad the publicity is, it's still good publicity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But the message that David Icke is trying to put out, I agree with to a large extent. Now he's talking about sort of liberal people. I think I'm becoming more of a conservative than a liberal. I don't know. All these tags about what you are and what you aren't.
A label, yeah.
If you start doing that to any extent, yeah, I think I'm getting more conservative in the sense that when you think about sort of sovereignty and what we do with the official offer, what we do with the courts, everybody learning about something, that's not, it's liberating,
Yes, it
but
is.
I'm not sure whether it's liberal thinking. Like I'm not so sure about like legalizing everything and just do what you want when you want to do it.
Yeah.
Free for all hedonism,
That sounds a lot like Aleister Crowley's "Do as thou wilt."
yeah, exactly. And I don't think that works either. Somewhere in between might be fairly reasonable. But it is going to fluctuate to the extremes, which it has been over the last 30, 40 years.
Well, I find it interesting that a lot of things that David Icke brought up 25 years ago when he first started doing this, 26 years ago, not 1990, he started saying that all of the world's governments were run by pedophiles. The governments are controlled by pedophiles. I don't know if you caught it earlier, but I've said it on quite a few shows, John. These people that are in these government offices serving the so-called government, they only get there because they're placed there. They're controlled. They've been blackmailed. They've whether they have the dirt of a little child, a little boy or a little girl being raped, that's their little dirt.
Well, it seems to be seeping down through into academia, which is very, very worrying. These professors talking about that it's normal for, which makes me cringe, it's normal for a male to have
It's not a,
paedophilic thoughts. That makes me very, 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 very angry.
it's not a crime. That's what they're trying to say, right?
It's a personality
Well,
disorder, sort of. It's not even, they're not even calling it a personality disorder. They would call what we do a personality disorder,
they're calling it a sickness. Yeah.
This is what they're trying to do. And if you look at it, I suppose logically, you can't say everybody. We use, big brushes and broad sweeping statements about things. But the UK column have been trying to unravel this mystery for since we started the TNS. I met Brian Gerrish and everybody, and they're still going on about paedophilia in England. And
Yeah.
I don't know. The funny thing about it is, if you ask simple questions, is why is it so hard for them to find these people?
It's not so hard because they're protected.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. They can find, there's cameras everywhere, for everything, and there's detectives, there's intelligent people out there who use intelligent methods that have been honed for years as to find out what
Yes.
type of people they're looking for, where
Yeah.
they might be,
You see, the thing is,
even.
John, the thing is about these crimes, child rapes and these children being found that are raped and murdered and sacrificed and stuff like that. The evidence has been there for a long, long time. It's just they have certain people on the inside that protect that evidence, that keep that evidence from being let to the public or being let into the courtrooms or being given to the police authorities. They, for the most part, when they do find the evidence that indicates one of their own has done this, they will cover it up. They'll hide it.
Well, it's funny when a few months back, you remember that little app that they brought out that everybody was going around like Village of the Damned, but they're looking for their little figures, and two ordinary guys jumped into a car to catch this guy, or to see who this guy was in the park at 12 o'clock at night, waiting to see, find some squiddly diddly something. And turns out that this man there waiting, trying to lure somebody. Now, these were two ordinary guys who decided for the crack that let's see who this guy might be. They weren't detectives, they weren't police, they weren't FBI, they weren't anything. And the first time they did it, they found this guy sitting in a park at 12 o'clock at night. So you have to ask the question. So the detectives, the people investigating these things, what the hell are they doing? If it's that simple for people to suss something out, not saying that that man was up to anything, he could have been, he may not have been, or whatever, but these two guys just jumped into the car and decided to think differently about it. And to see if it was somebody trying to lure somebody, some child or something, to that spot. And we know that they have covert operations, that they infiltrate various things, all the sites on the internet, in order to, honey traps, you know?
Yes.
And yet they still can't seem to do anything about anything. It's weird. It's too weird.
Well,
so if it's too weird, there's something wrong. So you can't say, it's not as bad as you make out. But it seems to be happening. The amount of children that disappear, where they're getting those figures from, I don't know. Like the refugees in Calais, when they dispersed the Calais camp a few weeks back, now they're talking about hundreds of children have gone missing because there was children there who had no family with them at all.
I find it quite interesting that so many cases, time and time again. And there's a couple of questions in the chat there. Maybe we can address here in a few minutes. But so many cases that all around the world, there will be some sort of a murder or something, and the police will go in and take all the evidence, and there's a clear indication on who might have done this, but they'll say something like, "Well, there's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. It's a suicide, and it's nothing else. And we're not going to show the evidence, and you have to believe us."
And of course, you have politicians in England. I don't know whether it was Theresa May, who's now the Prime Minister, but one of them, somebody like her, a few years back, last year or something, was saying like that. Paedophilia, you know, is kind of semi-normal or something, trying to normalize it. Now, I wonder why, with all the things that are going on in the world, why a politician comes out with that sort of thing. You know, it's very strange.
Because
the chat box for me, folks, is absolutely mad. I can see it now. It may jump back to yesterday. So I see Ray saying, how, and it's very small, it's only a...
Cliff dodged a bullet, yes. It's fairly open secret with all those around him, apart from what I can, or from what I know personally. But IAM has the other question there.
Yeah, it's a big question. It's a good question, IAM. It's a live show. At least I'm very much alive. I'm alive as I'll ever be. I think Steve is as well. If the former, does the Irish Circuit Court have jurisdiction to order transfer of land property in a purported civil equity suit? Isn't that what they're doing all the time, really, in some essence, by taking people's homes from them? It's a transfer. loans were transferred to somebody that bought them. Transfer of land or property. Now my chat box has gone back to yesterday, to last night's chat box. It's a good question. I am some of the legal bods on the site may have a little bit more substance for an answer for that for you. You need more details.
That's
It
far
all
above my pay
depends, you
grade.
know.
That's far above my pay grade, John.
Pardon?
That's far above my pay grade.
All right. Well, there could be factors. It depends on the type of all these factors. All these legal things are put into little boxes, you know, and it's whichever box it's in, and it's put into that box particularly for the usual, you know, and so they go where we go into this box. And so you could ask that question on Google and see what you come up with. I am, and you might get some stuff from the courts.ie, transfer of land and property. Just put in transfer of land or property, rights, wrongs, doings or something, and it'll come up the actual the laws and the rules regarding such things, whether it's any helpful to you or not. But you might find something in it that is helpful to you, or it might resonate with you a little bit, you know, which is a good place to start. The rateable, now it's gone, sorry, every time I look at it, the thing goes back to last night. The rateable value thing, I'm still confused about that, because as far as I know, it isn't in, and then it is in. Day by day, it's either in or it isn't in. And they're still going, I know somebody wants something because of the rateable value. And yet, in the same week, I heard somebody was being taken to court for the rateable value. So these things are very, very tricky. So as I say,
Ray says, good question, but could you ask one about drumming next time?
oh yeah, well, I was drumming today, Ray. Actually.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, say, John, I'm going to go ahead and end a few minutes here early because I need a
All right.
nature break, and I'm going to be running Kira's show. So I'm going to put a song on. And
Yeah, very good. I haven't heard Kara now in a week or so, so.
well, thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks very much. I hope I didn't bore the hell out of everybody by that. I don't know. But anyway, I don't care, really.
All right, I'm gonna keep John on for just a few seconds after the after I put the song on to sign off. So thank you everyone for coming out, and stay tuned. Kira's up next, and see everyone next week.